This idea of candles and wreaths is ancient, but the idea of an Advent wreath begins in the 1800s with a Lutheran minister named Johann Heinrich Wirckend. He had all these children who were constantly saying, "Is it Christmas yet?" So what he decided to do was make a wreath, four candles. Each of the big candles, in this case they were white, the way he designed it, were the Sundays. And then in between were six candles for the 6 days of the week. So they would start this presumably on the 1st of December and work their way down, and they would mark each of the four Sundays of Advent. Lutherans do celebrate Advent. When I was an Episcopal priest, we also celebrated Advent, and we had the liturgical colors because Advent is a very ancient season of preparation for Christmas. Lutheran pastor Johann Heinrich Wirckend developed this wreath, and it began to spread in Germany in Lutheran circles, and it was brought to the United States in the early 1900s, evidence being in the 1930s amongst German Lutherans. Anyway, you can kind of think of by the 20s, 30s, it's becoming mainstream, not only amongst Lutherans, but also amongst Catholics. And so you see them not only in people's homes, but now you even see them in churches. You even see them in traditional Latin masses. And you usually see it with the liturgical colors of Advent. There's the violet for the first, violet for the second, rose for the third, a violet for the fourth Sunday, and then in the middle we have a white candle, and that's the Christmas candle. The question is, well, if Lutherans made this up, why are you doing it? Counting down the days to Christmas is not necessarily Lutheran. It has nothing to do with Lutheran theology. There's nothing in there about sola scriptura. It's a kind of a helpful tool, especially for children, to realize how Christmas is approaching. And for that reason, I don't think that there's anything Lutheran about it other than the fact that a Lutheran guy said, hey, let's make a wreath like the one you see right here so that kids can keep track.